safe mark.
FM.
All right, everybody, welcome to this special edition of Know Your History. This past Tuesday, March 8th, marked the 100th celebration of International Women's Day. It's a global day where we can recognize and celebrate the achievements of women, past, present, and future. It started back in 1911, and here we are, 2011, 100 years later. And I couldn't think of anything better to do for this episode of the show than to dedicate it to the women of hip-hop. Women have been around in hip-hop since its very inception in the early 1970s. We have females doing all aspects of hip-hop culture. We have female DJs that are amazing on the turntables. We got female breakdancers that can totally bust their moves on the dance floor. We got female graffiti artists, and of course, we got female MCs. Hip-hop as a culture has very humble roots. It didn't start out with recording and selling of music. It started out as a community event with DJs just bringing out their turntables and having block parties. They weren't club parties, you didn't have to pay to go in. They were free community events. Back in the early 1970s, hip-hop wasn't just about making money. It was about having fun, having a party, and making it a community event. Certainly, there are a lot of issues when it comes to women in hip-hop, and we're going to cover those in this episode and future episodes of Know Your History. But today, I just want to celebrate women in hip-hop culture, and I want to go back to 1976 for us to start that. Yeah, 1976 saw the formation of the first all-female hip-hop crew, the Mercedes Ladies. And they were a crew. Once again, they weren't a group. They weren't interested so much in recording music and selling it because there wasn't a lot of money to be had back then. People that were doing hip-hop were doing it out of the love and having fun and doing parties. So their crew was all female, had MCs, DJs, breakdancers, and everybody in it. They were quite popular in the time, and they shared the same manager as Grand Wizard Theodore. Grand Wizard Theodore, by the way, is credited for inventing the scratch and starting the whole culture of turntablism and using your turntable as an instrument to manipulate sounds instead of just extending breakbeats. The Mercedes Ladies did shows with the biggest acts at the time, like Afrika Bambaataa, DJ Kool Red Alert, Kool Herc, Busy Bee, Kevy Kev, the Cold Crush Brothers, the Furious Five. They were quite an amazing group and very influential for what was to come and paving the way for females in hip-hop culture. And one of the best things about them is that they were just seen as equals to everybody they shared the stage with. They weren't sexualized. They just got up and did their thing. It wasn't a weird thing to see females doing hip-hop culture, seeing girls behind the turntables. It wasn't a big deal. And I don't think it should be. Females should be a part of hip-hop culture, and they should be recognized more often. Unfortunately, like I said, this group wasn't so interested in producing music. They were more interested in promotion and doing the parties and being active in the community. So there aren't a lot of records that you can find to play from them. There are some blogs and some other things where you can find some party recordings. If you can find some of those bootlegs, they're amazing. Dig through and see what you can find online. I found this old school hip-hop tape, and it's credited as Mercedes Ladies Inner City Disco, but the Inner City Disco was a separate crew. I'm not sure if both of those crews are on this tape or it's just one. Either way, we get to hear some old school women pioneers of hip hop in this next clip. So check it out. We'll be right back with more Know Your History.
Hello.
Oh,
Wasn't that cool to hear? Man, that bootleg takes us back in time like we were actually at that party listening to female MCs totally destroying it. And the cool thing about that was the females on the stage didn't have to rely on any of their feminine wiles. They didn't have to sell their sexuality. They were just up there rocking the mic, having a good time, and were accepted as peers. Very cool to see. The next group I want to focus on in this special edition of Know Your History, where we're highlighting the women in hip-hop to celebrate International Women's Day this year, the 100th anniversary of the event. The Funky 4 Plus 1 formed in the same year, 1976, and they had a female member, and I guess they called attention to it with their name, Plus 1, MC Shaw Rock, but she wasn't a figurehead, she was a full-fledged member of that group. They even say in their lyrics, she's the best female in this town. Funky 4 Plus 1 put out some amazing records. Unfortunately, they disbanded in 1983. Shaw Rock went on to form an all-female group with Lisa D, Debbie D, and of course herself, Shaw Rock. They were known as Us Girls, and they performed in the movie Beat Street in 1984. So we can see how hip-hop was totally involved with women in the early days. Let's play the Funky 4 Plus 1 song that you're probably familiar with. It's called That's the Joint. And it's really nice to see how Shaw Rock gets a lot of time and a lot of shine on the mic in all the songs that the Funky 4 Plus 1 have done, and in this one in particular. Enjoy it, and we'll be back with more of our tribute to the women in hip-hop celebrating the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day for this episode of Know Your History.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Are you ready for this?
We're ready for this.
What we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
What we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint. We're gonna prove to the world that we're for real. We're gonna prove to everybody we know the real deal. We got golden voices and hearts to steal. Because the five MCs, we got to be real. We wanna hear the party people yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
Ooh.
That's the joint.
These first beats that we want y'all to hear.
We're gonna make a lot of sense.
We're gonna make it clear.
We're gonna rock this place.
We're gonna
do some class.
We're gonna do our best.
We're gonna make it last.
We got drums on the mic.
We got rocking in the heart.
And now the things we do, you can call it art.
We're fast.
We're slick.
We're doing it hip. We're gonna rock this record.
And don't you forget.
Ah, that's the joint.
Because little Ronnie C is the melody.
And Keith helped me rock, we sing in harmony.
Because Jeff is the rhythm,
and K is the bass.
Shot rock, rock, shocking the whole darn place.
And now here's a little story you got to be told.
The party people in the place
got a whole lot of soul.
So when we're on the mic, y'all shocking the house.
And when we all get together, we can turn it out. Now we're in the house, as you can plainly see. Everybody say, get funky.
Get down. I'm the plus one more, and I'm going down.
She
put together. I can call it finesse. Now listen up, ladies, and listen up. Good, I'm gonna rock on the mic like I know I could.
Like I know we should.
And like I know I would.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock the house.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock, shock, rock, turn it out. And you know that.
And he got
the finesse to be whole.
But that's alright, because we be good sports, cause we know someday we get the big pay all and rock the house and turn it out. Sylvia in the house and Sheila Pearl rock the house and Blondie rock the house and Master G rock the house and Big Bang rock the house and wherever you are, rock the house. Tim Amella want the mic, rock the house. Wherever you are,
rock the house.
Tim Amella cowboy, the real McCoy, rock the house. To my mellow Raheem in all the ladies' dreams. Rock the house with a gangster lean. Sugar Hill. Get the point.
That was That's the Joint by the Funky 4 Plus 1, the plus 1 being their female member, MC Sha Rock. What's interesting about the Funky 4 Plus 1 is not only did they pave the way for female MCs, because we could hear her on recorded music. One of the first recorded songs that has a female MC prominent in the track. I mean, the Mercedes Ladies were featured on Don's Groove by Donald D., but they didn't have a prominent role on the microphone. They were doing some backup kind of things. So this is about the first time that we noticed a girl rapper on a track, and she wasn't a figurehead. She was carrying equal weight in that group. Another interesting thing is the Funky 4 Plus 1 were the first hip-hop group to appear on national television. I know a lot of us think Run DMC was, but Run DMC were the first ones to have a music video played on MTV. So the Funky 4 Plus 1 appeared on a season 6 episode of Saturday Night Live that was hosted by Blondie's Debra Harry. Alright, let's look at another pioneer. Let's look at Lady B. She is one of the earliest female rappers to put out a studio album. She began her career in radio and recorded her first single, To the Beach Y'all, in 1979. 1984, she started a legendary program called The Street Beat that could be heard on Philadelphia's Power 99 FM, and the show ran for 5 years. She's now on Sirius Satellite Radio and on 107.9 WRNB. Still in Philadelphia. So she has been putting forth hip-hop and celebrating the culture and doing it for the ladies since the 70s. Very cool to see. So let's listen to her song right now. This is To the Beach Y'all from 1979 by Lady B. We'll be right back with more.
Clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands. Just clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands. Allow me to introduce myself, they call me Mrs. DJ. I got my name in the Hall of Fame about the DJ rhymes I say now. Parental discretion is advised, we're gonna take this trip aloud. Say the recommended by Triple Crown. You see, if you want to know what moves my soul or shakes inside my brain, I got this beat I can't control and it's driving me insane. I got 18 years experience, I'm the master of karate. Said I don't nobody mess with me and I don't mess with nobody. At the age of one, I was having fun, I was listening to the disco beat. At the age of two, I was doing you on turntables, one and two. I've been number one all my life and I've always played the dozen. Said I got more rhymes in the back of my mind than Alice said he's got cousins. To the max, to the max, to the front, to the back. Put your foot on the rock and back your foot. Don't stop, put your foot on the rock. I've got a style that's all my own. You got Lady B on the microphone. I'm no Perry Jackson or Butterball. I just stopped by to freak out to all. I got a little black book with 1,000 pages with a listing of men that range from all ages to the beat, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Don't stop. I said Jack and Jill went up the hill to have a little fun. But stupid Jill forgot the bill and now they have a son. The pot was a hot, the corn wasn't on, the butter didn't melt to the crackers on. I said you bring the butter and I bring the salt. If you don't freak then it ain't my fault. Said a hip hop, a hip hip a hop, hip hip dibby 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 bop. I said a hip a hop, but don't stop baby, don't stop baby, don't stop. Say do it good. I just do it, there ain't nothing to it. This Lady B in the disco blue. I said a hip hop, but don't stop. We're gonna shock the house. I'm a mean, I'm a queen, I'm a sex machine. Not the shape, the wrinkles out of straight legged feet. I'm gonna tell it to you once, tell it to you straight. I'm the baddest boss since Watergate. I just, I'm in the house. I just, what it's all about. I go down, go down, go down, go down. Uh oh, I go down. From coast to coast, DJ's the man. Said he's the one with the master plan. He's pleasing ladies day to day. And this is what my man would say. I'm listed in the yellow pages all around the world. And I'm wanted by the cops and the FBI for bugging out you sweet young girls. Sweet ladies, young ladies, just the ones that I don't see. If I don't get a chance to freak with you, I'll leave your telephone number with me, you see. Cause I'll call you up 1,000 times at the crack of dawn. If your mama don't mind, to the beat, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Don't stop.
Was Lady B to the beach, y'all. She is a hip-hop pioneer and continues to rule the airwaves with her radio shows. In fact, she's going to be doing it long after she's dead. if you listen to the lyrics in that song, because she says, when I die, bury me deep, plant two turntables near my feet, put the mixes near my head so I can rock the dead. That's what hip-hop's about right there. Hip-hop for life. It's a culture. It's a way of life. And women have been involved in this culture since its very inception. I only touched on the first decade of hip-hop, and there's lots more female hip-hop history to be talked about for sure. Make sure you're tuned in to Dope FM all night long tonight, because we are celebrating International Women's Day with an entire overnight show, 7 hours, with nothing but female hip-hop. Celebrating women in hip-hop. Let's continue. This closes this episode, but we'll see you soon for the next episode when we'll cover women in hip-hop in the 1980s. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. This is Chase March, and you better know your history. Focus on this.
Chase March.
Dope FM, 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 FM.